This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Terry. After enjoying a couple of days of nice warm weather, we're back to freeze warnings this evening. While most fields are empty so far, there are still some crops this flip-flopping weather is creating a problem for. I spoke with Gary Forsey of Forsey Winery and Vineyards about how the weather has been affecting the grapevines and how they fared through the polar vortex.
We fared very well. The Traminette were the most susceptible, and we lose 5% of our Traminette every year, so we're not experiencing any more loss than usual. The other varieties, especially like Norton, which is just fabulous around here, I don't think you could hurt them at all. So most of our grapes came through the winter very well.
The grapes may have come through the winter just fine, but with the cold weather lingering for so long and the frigid temperatures that were seen after December, Forsey said pruning of the grapevines had to be delayed.
Yes, this is the latest we've ever pruned. Usually we're pruning right after Christmas, and this year we didn't even begin pruning until the 15th of March.
Once they were able to get out to prune the vines, Forsey was able to better evaluate them.
Normally what we'll do on all varieties except Norton, we'll cut back to two viable buds. And during the winter, you can tell the live wood. I mean, it'll be just grass green. Norton, we have to save about four buds, the smaller clusters, and to get the yield. But like I say, we experienced very, very little dieback. And even on cordons where there was some dieback, we were able to find maybe not two viable buds, but at least one.
The delay in pruning has proven to be a good thing so far. Cold snaps this late would have potentially killed off buds in a normal season, but Forsey said he's not worried about that this year.
I think we're going to be real fine, and now we're out of the woods now with the frost. By delaying pruning, we've postponed bud break at least 2 weeks, so we don't expect to see any bud swell or anything out there for another week or so. And we should be past any killing frost by then. So yes, it looks real good this year.
One thing Forsey was apprehensive about was the young vines they have growing, but they proved to be just as sturdy as the older ones.
We thought they would be, especially because all the vines that are going in now, all our new plantings are on rootstock. And we protect that graft union the first year. And we thought, well, with the extreme weather, we were going to have some damage on them, and absolutely zero damage. So we were very fortunate.
Again, that was Gary Forsey of Forsey Winery and Vineyards. When we get back from our break, we'll go through what the season looks like for Forsey Winery and Vineyard this year. We'll also talk more than grapes and delve into the wine. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Thousands of farmers every year depend on federal crop insurance to help protect their income from unavoidable loss. And many of those farmers depend on country financial agent Wayne Schaefer to help sort through all the programs available and find the best one to meet their needs. Remember, you can depend on country for all your farm insurance needs. So from the time you put it in the planter till the time it comes out of the ground, you've got coverage from Wayne Schaefer, your country agent in Jerseyville, an equal opportunity provider. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Attention farmers, for help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 854-6706. They have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. They provide speedy and reliable service, and you'll find the staff friendly, courteous, and ready to serve your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706. Visit ctemi.com for more information. Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join a Farm Bureau in Illinois, you join a leader. Illinois Farm Bureaus are first in agriculture, representing 8 out of 10 Illinois farmers, first in farm insurance, where members can get complete farm and family coverage at preferred rates, and first in business and member benefits. Providing top value farm services, up-to-date information, supplies, and support for farming professionals. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more details. Illinois Farm Bureaus, where membership means first-rate value.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2% and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
4C Winery and Vineyards raises several different varieties of grapes and makes wine on location with their own grapes for the most part, says Gary 4C.
This is the first year, well, last year we had to source some grapes too. We can't raise everything that we need in the winery, so we are sourcing grapes in now.
4C went over how the past year went in terms of crafting the wines.
I think we're going to have, last year was a difficult vintage. There's some awesome wines that have been made. There's also some wines that we're not very happy with. And we have more wines right now than we've ever had in the past. It's because the growing season did not permit me to make the wines I wanted to make. Corot Noir was one, for example. We had a lot of problems with Corot Noir. I did not want, that's a nice dry red for us. I did not want to run the gamble of leaving it on the skin. So we pressed it off like a white grape. And so now we're going to have a Corot Noir blush. I really didn't want it, but the growing season dictated the way we had to handle the grapes. But other than that, we have some awesome white wines. All the white wines came through beautifully.
One of the more popular questions when talking about wine is how you get red, white, and rosé wines. 4C explained how.
The red wines, we leave skin contact. The longer it's on the skin, the deeper the color. White wines, of course, you know, the white grapes, the pigmentation isn't there. But to get that bright crimson or deep red color on a red variety, the longer you leave it on the skins, and will ferment on the skins, the more extraction of that, the anthocyanins, the color pigmentation you'll achieve. White wines will be from white grapes, and then if you do handle a red wine like a white wine, no skin contact or minimum skin contact, you'll end up with some pigmentation, so you'll end up with a light blush wine.
With all of the different wines they craft, 4C says he still has a standout favorite and least favorite.
I like dry reds, and Norton is capable of producing a very, very fine dry red if it doesn't need to be rushed. We released we've got three released right now, 2008, 9, and 10. And by far, I feel the 08 is the best. It just takes time. Niagara, my least favorite. If I can pick that grape when I want to, I like the wine. I like to pick it when nobody says you should. I like to pick it before 15 bricks. And then I don't get that Welsh's grapefruit flavor. And we have that in the tanks. And that's going to be a nice wine this year. We were able to pick it at 14 bricks.
As he looks ahead into the growing season and developing the perfect grapes to make the best wines, 4C outlined the problems they may encounter this season.
Last year, with all the wet weather, both powdery and downy mildew were problems, and black rot. That's always a problem early spring around here. Now, with the if it stays wet, black rot infestations will occur in about the first 10 inches of growth. So these are the most important sprays that we're putting on right now, the dormant spray, and then up until we get about a foot of growth. We will continue spraying, but after that, we already have the problem out there, and it won't show up until we have clusters that are starting to ripen, and then you find out you have a bad situation. We anticipate a wet spring again this year, so we'll have the same problems with the mildew and the black rot, but sprays should control that.
So although there will still be some weather-induced problems, the vines made it out of the harsh winter, and despite pruning being months late, bud break will only be delayed about 2 weeks, causing only a minor delay in the season. The main takeaway from this year...
You know, grapes are something really unusual. You'll think you're going to be later because bud break is a month late, but come June or July, everything will be caught right back up and we'll be right back on schedule.
Again, that was Gary 4C with 4C Winery and Vineyards. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.